Waves at work. Waves work non-stop, day and night, year after year, shaping the coastline. They wear away or erode the coast. Cliffs get eroded, some of the rock already having been weathered, that's broken down by weather and plants. The waves carry away or transport the eroded material. Then they drop or deposit it in sheltered areas where they may lose energy. The waves wear away the coast, pounding the rock like a hammer. Over time, this breaks up the rock. They force water into cracks in the rock to help break it up. That's called hydraulic action. They dissolve soluble material from the rock. This is called solution. Chunks of rock get knocked together and worn into smaller and smaller bits. This is called attrition. These rocks end up as pebbles and as sand. Those pebbles and sand are flung against the rocks. These wear away the cliff face like sandpaper. This is called abrasion. Once eroded, the waves carry that material away. Some is carried out to sea, but a lot is carried along the coastline. A pebble is carried off the beach by the backwash, which pulls the wave back into the sea by the force of gravity. The waves, dictated by the wind direction, then push that rock back onto the beach. This is known as the swash. This process continues with the rock moving on and off the beach. It moves along the coastline. This process is known as longshore drift. Hundreds of pebbles and sand get moved along our coastlines every year. Many seaside towns build groins to stop their beaches being carried away by longshore drift. Waves continually carry material on and off the land. If they carry more on than off, a beach is formed. Beaches form in sheltered areas. Low, flat waves carry material up the beach and leave it there. Some beaches are made of sand and some are shingle, or made of pebbles. Your turn. Waves do three jobs that shape the coastline. Can you name them? Describe three different ways in which waves erode rock. Pebble X has lots of sharp edges, and pebble Y is smooth and rounded. Which one do you think has been in the water for longer? Can you explain why? Do you think the rock around our coastline all erodes at the same rate? Give your reasons. This concludes The Waves at Work.